Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 191. This is the conclusion, part two, I Would Be Persuaded If. Today is Easter Sunday, April 24th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. Hey, time flies by, especially when your computer crashes and you have old software and you try to build a new computer and the old software. Anyways, it's a long and very sad story, but I am happy to be back. And just a little bit about that music intro. It was just a neighborhood group trying to, you know, copy somebody's music and all that. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed that. So here we are back. This is the month of April. Wow. Where did March go? I think we were in the computer world abyss, just kind of spinning around trying to figure things out. Yeah. Okay. I fired myself as hostess with the mostest, let the domain name expire, and we went through a little bit of a drama, I might say, with that. Got over that. The search engines helped me out, evidently, because I couldn't even deal with it. But we are learning Windows 7. We are going to be searching for some editing software. Now, I want you to know that Pastor Paul's messages are not edited at all, obviously, if you've listened to his messages. But one thing, you know, back in the recording of the cassette days, way back, there was, when the tape turned, you had that little bit of a break. And so your hostess with the mostest and all of her diligence has to go in and cut that, and that's about what I do. And then sometimes we have some long, you know, where the recorder recording audio guys were asleep and they were maybe talking about the sports game. And then when Pastor Paul, he started, you know, they didn't turn on the tape, or maybe they turned on the tape and then started talking and he was still putting his mic on, you know. So I have to clean up the beginning and the end. So I'm kind of that cleanup crew on the tape deal. Anyways, so just some little, but I'm looking for some editing software because, you know, we want these podcasts to be kind of cleaned up and fun, and you don't want to have to sit there. It's like, well, when is this thing going to start? You know, we got a 2-minute delay in the beginning. So a little bit of housekeeping news for you. Let's see. Oh, the website, believe me, I'm not even going to give you the links. I don't even want you to go. Okay, now that I'm saying that, you're probably all rushed to the website, which is www.pastorpaul.org, and go there. But, you know, it's a wreck. I have to clean it up. Actually, I want to let you know, I fired myself as web madam, okay? So, but then I had to hire myself back again because nobody wanted the job, you know. So if anybody out there is looking for a job, and by the way, your the payment that you get for the job, you'll receive from the Lord because we don't have any money down here. Okay, enough with all the sad stories. Okay, so don't go to www.pastorball.org because I'm going to redo it the best that I can using old software. Front Pages 2003, which Microsoft doesn't even want to admit to. So there we go. But enough with all of that and my sad, sad story. Let me turn down this. Getting a little feedback. Yeah, Pastor Paul, he's gotten a lot of feedback in the days too. All right, so what do we want to talk about real quickly? The message is for the month of April. Okay, let me give you the rundown here. The month of April, I'll probably redo this. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, the intro here. But anyways, I'm going to be redoing everything. I'm just a totally dissatisfied hostess with the mostest, web madam, and I'm just firing all of those. And you know, I'm going to hire myself as the chief marketing technologist and just get rid of all these things, you know. It's like you get multiple personalities. Okay, so here are the messages for the month of April. The first one, which is where I was in the belly of the computer abyss, the big fish, the big computer fish. How's your memory? It's a good one. Second, now I see. Third, I would be persuaded if, ooh, we know some people that's going to really minister to. I would be persuaded if, my God, there we have it. Four messages. So we've got the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 29th. There you go. I am glad to be back. Listen, you have to hear this. The car alarm. Can you believe it? Yeah, it goes off all the time. Have a great month. I really did miss you.
Well, it's true that some people have come back through history. But not one word is recorded when any one of them started to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not one. Would Mr. Infidel be persuaded? Would Madeline O'Hara respond? They don't believe the Bible. Why should they believe one man risen? Well, you know what they'd say? They'd say if it, you know, they, what they would say if that were to happen. They'd say, well, it's a trick. Who knows if they were really dead? And that thought comes to a lot of people. I wonder if Jesus really died. Maybe they gave him some kind of a drug, and it looked like he was dead. You ever hear those kind of stories from people? It's a trick, they would say. Who would know if they were really dead? Sir, do you have a birth certificate and a death certificate? I believe it's a conspiracy, a fraud, probably a work of a plastic surgeon. No, says the risen man. I am for real, believe me. I am an honest man. Listen, Mr. Infidel. And the Mr. Infidel says to him, let me tell you something right to your face. Read my lips. You are a nut. Now, see, they would only add to their sin of unbelief. Many times people do that. I'm talking to the unbeliever tonight, but there's a lot of believers that are unbelieving in certain areas in their life. And they have to have constant proof that God is real. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, I want to be blessed with monetary substance. I want to have something substantial in my bank account. I'm believing for it. Well, don't test God with things like that. Get up off your dead duff and go to work. Is that plain enough? Is that plain enough if you're listening on the radio? I hope it is, because that's another gospel that says you can sit at home and claim things. Don't claim all you want to. You're claiming your own grave. You're claiming your own death. You're claiming your own boredom. How many are hearing this message? Huh? You hearing it? What happened to my tutor here? How many are hearing this message tonight? Somebody screwed up my tutor. Are you hearing it? And you know what the rest of the world would say to all this? Oh, baloney! Childish stories. It's a promotional thing for Easter or Christmas. They dropped this guy on. He had some kind of gas jets on him. He just dropped down real easy like, don't you know? Even if a whole graveyard would raise up and rise up, the infidel would still yell, trick! I need more evidence than that. Open one more grave. Sure, you've opened up 10,000. Make it 10,001. And if you did, he'd say, oh, you just knew I was going to ask you. One more then. In fact, even if he does believe, believe what we're talking about here, he pretends not to. He is an infidel in spite of himself. And I think many believers in the end will say, the world isn't so bad. You know? Really? The world isn't so bad, you know? I've had a good taste of it. I've watched him work people over and under. Come on down here to the north side. You'll see what the world is all about. Then I believe there are many unbelievers who never think at all. And I think there's a whole lot of them in our country. They eat and they drink and they talk and they laugh and they look and they hear and they go to work and they watch TV and they go on vacations and sabbaticals and they do about everything but think. Oh, they think, I'm hungry. They think, I'm thirsty. They think, I'm tired. They think, I'm crabby. They think, I'm depressed. They think, I'm happy. They meditate on bread and meat, but never the Bible, never the Word. They never meditate on the Word. They meditate on what somebody says. Well, I hear someone say, I was baptized as a baby. See, you can tell such a person anything. It does not matter. Law, grace, who cares? If a man would raise from the dead, hardly anyone would be excited or affected. How long would you be excited if you read in a paper, so-and-so man rose from the dead? His dog, Spot, seems like Spot was sitting next to the grave, and all of a sudden, this grave opened up, and Spot lost all of his spots. Well, you'd laugh about it, and then you'd have a gastroid pain or a headache or, ingrown toenails, and you'd forget all about it. Self-enterprising. Isn't that right? See, all these things all come back to you. You wouldn't be highly excited or affected. You hearing this on the radio? And I believe Uncle Sam's would still be full of them get down boogie brats. Them old queers with rigs. I'd be the before. Still, it wouldn't matter. Oh, did you hear somebody rose from the dead? Oh, come on, get down, boogie. How many hearing that? Now, see, if we really believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, it says it is the power unto salvation. Go to the highways and the byways and preach it to all creation. There's a powerful message in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It will bring, if Jesus be high and lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. But we don't believe that, see? So we don't lift up Jesus. We don't mention the cross. We don't mention the blood. We just get into our own particular brand of stink. No, it's a powerful message. More powerful than any two-edged sword. You go ahead and preach it, preacher, and I'll tell you one thing. People will come to know Christ and they will be persuaded. They don't need all kinds of persuasion. I don't know. There's a mysterious thing in the gospel. The gospel is very mysterious, but it's a power unto salvation, and if you'll preach it, something will happen. Are you hearing this tonight? Well, maybe you're caught up with a mosquito bite on your kneecap or something. I don't know, my God, to hear it. And I can hear some old man there now talking right now. Well, I die every Monday. Oh, I got a head about that big. And besides, people, if men will not believe the witness of God, it is impossible that they should believe the witness of a man. I mean, if the voice of God from Mount Sinai and his voice by Moses in the book of the law and all the prophets and Jesus, I'm talking about God, preaching the gospel, cannot convince men, if the Bible and the Spirit are not enough for some, then, of course, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And that's my first point tonight. Go on. Number two. Surely I hear someone say, if a saint would return with proof, like when you land on the moon, bring back some moon cheese or something. Oh, you know, let me see some of that cheese. Give me some of that crater cheese. If we had some proof, maybe some wingtips. Here's a wingtip. You know, a con artist can get by with a whole lot with people that are looking for proof that God really is, and even Christians will fall for it. Here is a wingtip from an angel. Got his wings clipped while I was up there. Here it is. I was at a meeting one time, and a guy came, and he had little sprinklings on his Bible. And these women come a-carrying it, oh, so careful they came a-carrying this Bible. Oh, they said, look it. Manna fell on this man's Bible from heaven. And I got so embarrassed for him, I didn't say anything. I looked down at all it was. Well, some kind of crackers. Saltines, I believe. Yes, the man was at home, and this manna fell down on his Bible. Well, it wasn't scriptural, see, because the manna from heaven comes and it spoils and rots and stinks, and it's only there until the sun comes up. When the dew is on the desert floor, it says, and the dew is on the desert floor and it's nice and cool, then the manna fell, and you had to run out and get it real quick and eat it, or it would rot in your hand. And you had to eat it in the morning. And here were these crumbs, and these women were walking around real careful with this miracle from God, these saltine crackers on top of this Bible. And I said, well, pure unadulterated hogwash. Damn it, saltine crackers. You mean to tell me you drove all the way on these bumpy old country roads holding this Bible with all them saltines crackers on top of this Bible? Did you lose a crumb or two? Oh, no. Not a one. What are you going to do with that Bible now? You're just going to lay it up? You're going to put it in some kind of a glass case or something? What are you going to do with that manna from heaven? Of course, you won't have this Bible when you come back. With all your notes and everything. How are you going to get at your notes inside of there? How are you going to get in there, all your special little notes and things, without knocking all of them crumbs off, not men off there? But people were so eager for proof. They wouldn't believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ that they believe in some saltine crackers that had been sprinkled on top of the Bible. Now, they're so hungry for more proof. Isn't that true? Huh? How much do you love me? Let me count the ways. Speak them off. Tell me all the things you love about me. Okay, I love your hair, I love your eyes. I love the way your nose, I love the way you walk, the way you talk. I love this, I love that. Well, that's not enough. I want more proof that you love me. Well, tell the truth. There is no love in you. See, the love that you have for someone else is the love that God gives you. Outside of that, you don't have no love. You have a love for yourself, and when you love your family a lot of times, it's a bigger love of self. We always want proof. How much do you love me, Debbie? Prove to Daddy how much you love him. And Stevie, prove. Did you buy Daddy a gift? Did you? Will you love me when I'm old and gray, or older and grayer? Are you hearing this message? People want proof all the time. Proof! If there's really a God, show yourself. He's showing himself right now. You're still living. He didn't strike you dead for your unbelief. How many are hearing this? Oh my God, I know I am making people mad on the radio, because when you start to deal with the truth, people start to get delivered. And that's what they need. They need deliverance from themselves. How many know you got to be delivered daily? What do you think I die daily means? You mean you're delivered from yourself. You want to be delivered from yourself? I do. How many want to die daily? I do. Don't you? Don't you want to? Well, put your hands up if you want to die daily. The Bible says die daily. Well, you know, God can't see. You only got one finger up. Put it up there. Man, There's got to come a death. Well, doesn't there? Isn't there a song like that? Coming on down, coming on down, coming on down the road. Isn't there? Go on down the road. Get delivered from yourself.
Oh, that makes me so mad.
Oh, well, get mad then. Get mad. Get good and mad. Get so mad you'll stop looking for proof all the time. Now you hear this? But they want proof. I want proof that there's a terrible hell. Well, you want me to start a fire underneath you or something? This is what it feels like? I want some tangible evidence. And they'll take a formation of clouds and they'll get up there and they'll click. Here's a picture of the chariots of God. Did you ever lay on your back, huh? And you look up at the clouds, and you're looking up at the clouds up there, and you see something, and you look at it, oh, oh, and then you take a picture of it. And you know what? You could sell that picture for millions and millions of dollars because people want proof. Then you go, you're thinking about this, and you write your notes, you look back up, and it's gone. Well, where'd it go? Didn't have a chance to get my camera. That's the same way as your proof. It just dissipates. It goes in and you get, are you hearing this? No, even though that they would rise from the dead, that wouldn't cause them to believe. Lord. Lord, help us. But I want some tangible evidence. No, stop it. This is just another dream. People will spend hours and hours looking at a picture. Did you see this picture? Look at this picture. Look at this picture. And when they're busy looking at pictures and they're busy looking for proofs, God came and proved. There's proof right there. And we're still looking for more tangible evidence. Oh, if I could only see a miracle, then I would believe. No, they're only going to be persuaded when Christians love one another. Behold how they love one another, and then they'll be persuaded. What a persuasion that will be when you see Christians loving one another. What a miracle. Now that is going to be a miracle, let me tell you. But God can do it, and He is doing it. Are you hearing this? Now listen, I don't have no cracker crumble, man on my Bible. But I don't need it. I mean, what more could a spirit from heaven tell us than we already know? If He told us anything else than we already know, He'd be giving us another gospel. And we'd have to tell Him to go to hell. The Bible says, let them be anathema, which means tell them to go to hell. I mean, isn't the Bible explicit enough? Didn't Christ, didn't God describe hell good enough? Didn't He tell us what would be at last? In other words, didn't He tell us what God would say at the very end day? Depart ye cursed into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Do you need more thrilling words than those? Shouldn't that lead you to Christ? The wicked shall be cast into hell with all the nations that forgot God. Isn't that a warning to countries that have forgotten God? Do we need more words from some man? What more can they tell us? Does He know more than we do? Could he tell us more about the rule of judgment than we know now? And we ask a spirit that returns from another world, tell me, how are men judged? Now we know that already. Why are men condemned? Well, we're saying the Bible isn't true. Why are men saved? I want to know really. I want to have an answer. And so I hear him answer something like this. Men are condemned because of sin. Well, I know that, says I. Well, says he, I can't preach another gospel. What do you want me to say? Sinner, if what you know does not persuade you, neither would you be persuaded though one rose from the dead. What's that song? And they will know that we are Christians by our love. What does that mean, by our love? By our dedication. You know, sometimes people think that love is sort of a sweet-lipped, honey-lipped, walking with flowing gowns love, with violins playing all over it. Huh? What's love? Love is a determined going on, having done all stand, and it's a obeying God. If you love me, you will obey me with no excuses. No self-lifting. So many times people have to be right. Bible says, let every man be a liar. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. In other words, when you're up against the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, talking about Jesus, whatever you say is tainted. It's a lie according to the real, beautiful, all truth of God. Let God be true, all men be a liar. But yet some say if there were no gain in the matter, yet there would be gain in the manner. But if a spirit would come from heaven, they say, what eloquence would come from his lips? How greatly he would move his hearers. What a marvelous words he would speak. What shivers we'd have running up and down our spines. There would be no dullness in such a preacher. It would not be tiring to hear him. He would be so affectionate. He would be so earnest. We would listen to him with our ears tuned in, and we'd never, never even blink an eyelash. We would sit in rapt attention. Oh, if he would only come, oh, how we would listen. Lord, return someone from a grave and plop them in our church. We need a risen preacher. Well, I say to all that, sorry, turn it all off, because that is but a dream. This preacher that you're looking at was dead, and now he is alive. The moment that you are born again, you leave death, and now you are alive. And yet, we're always looking for a proof in the pudding. Sorry, preacher and people, there are no good preachers other than those that have been through the fire of afflictions and had their lips touched with live coals from the altar. Could the spirit from another world speak to you more solemnly than Moses and the prophets had spoken, or Jesus? Some of you listening have heard messages that have scorched your ears. You have been convicted. You have become angry. You have become offended. You have been convicted over and over and over again. What more do you want than that? You need to repent and come to Jesus. If all the gospel preachers you have heard have not persuaded you yet, do you think a preacher from heaven, a spirit who is divinely happy, could persuade you? He would seem to mock you. No, you need a man, a preacher that's been through the fire to preach to you. One that has walked this old life and lived this old life and done those things and that has been through the hills and the valleys and been through all those sort of things and is a man of like nature, okay? Come on, say amen, somebody. One who feels what he speaks. And all you listening to me tonight, you are unsaved. That'd be today. You'll be listening to this Monday. God has called men like myself to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why has he? Why has he chosen you, preacher? Because he knows best. So why don't you come and get saved? Why don't you lay down all your arguments and all your looking for proof? And yeah, you legalists out there, that you're pretty close. A legalist is pretty close to an atheist. Did you know that? You see, they're always looking for proof, too, through people. Nope, not saved. Seen you do that. Okay, come back up to the altar again. Nope. Come on. Come on, get up here. Pile your flesh up here again. Fall on your face. And all the legalists go home and they're all nervous and they open up a little cabinet and they get every pill that's known to mankind in there. It made themselves a nervous wreck trying to save the world through themselves. The proof is me. When you got to have proof of where a preacher is all the time, then there's something wrong. Why aren't you persuaded, you listening on the radio, to the spoken word? I'm going to say something. I'm closing in the last a few more seconds here. Christians, if we really believe, then we got to start to do what we really believe. If we barely believe now, how are we going to be during the time of trial and tribulation and persecutions that are coming on? If you barely believe now. We need to become more active in what we say we believe and stop making fleshy excuses. Do you agree? How many agree with what I've said here tonight? Oh my God. It's so simple, isn't it? I would be persuaded if and we use every excuse there is. You listening on the radio? No, I am fully persuaded that my God is able to keep me under that hour. And you're only fully persuaded when you've been through some kind of trial, tribulation, persecution, some kind of thing. And that's not a great big martyrous thing. That's just everyday living. I see little kids that go through trials every day. A kid was up here, and he was racing with this big kid, and he was on top of this bike, and the seat was way up this high, and his little toes were barely touching on this great big old 15 speeder, and it went around the corner, and he fell on his head. Well, that was a trial, wasn't it? I mean, life is full of spills and upsets and all kinds of things, but you're never going to be a person until you go through something. Right? You can't change people. People are changed by the power of God. Why don't you pray for them? Just pray. Before you start praying for that person, pray for yourself. Say, God, help me to pray right, not to pray amiss. Well, you want to pray right? Pray in the Spirit. And then pray in your own understanding. That's what you got to do. And it's so simple, isn't it? I mean, here's work. Do the work. That's like you're on your job. You used to work with these big tractor tires, you know? Well, what if you... Do you still do that? Okay, you're working on these great big tractor tires, or you have one of your men. You're the boss, aren't you? Okay, you have one of your men, and he's standing there, and he's looking at this great big tractor tire there. And he keeps looking at it and looking at it. And you say, well, now why are you looking at that tractor tire? Well, I'm looking at it, and I'm believing the thing to get fixed. Or he says, I can't believe this. This tire was in here last week. I say, well, believe it. That's why you're getting paid. Fix that thing. Right? I mean, we've got to start being realistic, don't we? There's a job to be done, and do it. And then you'll start to believe. You believe people are hungry when you just bring in groceries and they disappear. See? And they're gone. You say, well, where did they go? They're in people's tummies. They won't stop eating. Yum, 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 yum. And I've seen the same guy. He was in here yesterday, and I seen him the next day. Yum, 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 yum. He was in here last year, as a matter of fact, and I seen him last year. Yum, 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 yum. 365 days went. Yum, 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 yum. 720, 30 days went. Yum, 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 yum. 1,000 and so many days went. Yum, 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 yum. And 1,300, 1,400 days. Yum, 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 yum. And he just keeps right on eating. See, that's reality, isn't it? Isn't it? And we're always going to have people that keep right on eating. They have the same symptom. Oh, we don't want to deal with that. Let's take a study on why these people keep right on eating. Let's take a study, but before we do, let's go for lunch, all right? Where do you want to go? Let's go to Vegas. I hope you funding people hear that. Let's go down to Vegas and sit down there and at the Flamingo. We'll talk this thing over. Say amen. You hearing that, unbelievers? And you listening out there, you're from all over. You charismatics that are out there from all over. About the only thing I've seen from the movement is a doomsday prophecy on my head. Say amen, somebody. I want to see something tangible come out of that movement. Say amen, somebody. Something tangible, something real, instead of claiming, oh, I claim that the poor will be fed. They will be. When you lift yourself up and do something, when you peel those potatoes and you throw them in the bucket and you turn the gas on and you put the roast in the oven and you say, come, brothers and sisters, and partake. And be realistic about it, charismatics. Sounds like some kind of an automatic transmission anyway. Say amen. Are you hearing this? And it's time that we deal with it. Instead of prophesying over people and saying it'll get better, go ahead and you do it. I know I'm getting in trouble. I'm always in trouble. Was born in trouble. First time I took a breath, they spanked me when I came. Say amen, somebody. Mother was kidding me one time. She says, Paul, says you were so homely when you were born, they almost spanked me. Oh, hey, I got to have fun. Because, hey, if there's no fun in Christianity and you can't have a little bit of fun with what you're doing, I got to have a sense of humor down here. It takes some kind of a nut like me to stay down here. Say amen, somebody. Some kind of a crazy person just to say, well, it says be a fool, but be a fool for Christ's sake. But isn't this foolish? And people are still eating. Yum, 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 yum. They won't stop. Isn't that foolish? They keep on and they won't stop. Hey, what a boy, huh? So what? We'll have a little meeting over it, over lunch ourselves. Isn't that realistic? They're making these studies out there on the symptoms. Oh, no, Pastor Paul, you know, you're just dealing with the symptoms, and we want to deal with the real problem up there. And I told the person on the phone, I said, let me tell you something. You have your little one sitting down there, says, Mama, Daddy, I'm hungry. No, we ain't going to deal with that, sonny boy, little girly girl. We're not going to deal with that. You stay back there. We're going to decide. Now, just go ahead. We're not going to feed that symptom. No, no, I'm not going to listen to that crying. Stop that crying. We're going to go up the line and find out why you're that way. Well, you'll find out why they're that way. They'll eat you alive if you don't give them something to eat. Okay, how many heard this message tonight? Now I got my jabs in there and I'm glad. Said it and I'm glad. Overjoyed. Jumping with joy. It's time somebody did sort of try to get something going. You know what I mean? See, in this movement, this prophecy movement. Huh? Where they just go ahead and talk about things. And talk and talk and talk. Well, the world even knows it. Talk is cheap, isn't it? Isn't it? It's cheap. It doesn't cost you a cent. You can kill somebody with your talk and it doesn't cost you a cent. Huh? Well, go ahead and talk. Tell you what, preachers out there, if you're doing the kind of work we're doing, let me tell you, give them something to talk about. Go twice as fast and twice as hard. Run the race to win. Say, and don't wait on a whole lot of people to do it either. Somebody doesn't want to do it, replace them with yourself. It's necessary. You'll do that and God will bring in the people. Did you know that? And first the preacher's got to be into it before God's going to put anybody else into it. What you're going to see down here is a miracle on Oliver Avenue. Yeah, that's what you're seeing right now, but you're going to see more of a miracle down here. It's a miracle down here on Oliver Avenue. Just a total miracle down here. What's happening down here on Oliver Avenue is a miracle. We got Christians out there that are singing, "Say it isn't so, ooh, say it isn't so, ooh, it is so. It is so, so." So-so. Is there anyone in here tonight that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior?
There you have it, the conclusion to episode 191. That was part two. I would be persuaded if. Be sure to join us next Friday for episode 192, part one, My God. Have a happy Easter, a great week, and God bless you.
When the light